Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Still have to do, like with the notes, like you still have to over, that's why that person's selling more than that. They're working harder there. But I get what you're saying. It still wasn't your own. You're not knocking it, but in some people, hey, but if it's making some money to help fund your dream, but you still knew that this isn't my own real like passion of what I want to do.
Right.
But it's okay. Like I tell people, they ask me this so much, how do I find, what should I major in? What should I keep doing stuff? I didn't know that I was going to open Dreamshine at age 26. I didn't know I was going to be having a show in a studio. I dropped speech class 3 times in college.
Wow!
I almost didn't graduate because of it.
That's crazy.
But I was like, at that point, I'm going to finish college because I was a guy in jail that was a loser and I never thought I could do anything. When I get done, I change my major twice and finally I'm like, I'm just going to finish it to finish it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, then I'll figure out what's in it. But that build a little bit of each thing, like build a little bit of confidence. It's like little bricks, like, okay, I did that. I know this isn't what I want to do, but it's not just going to fall on your lap. You keep doing stuff. Like that's what a lot of people don't get, Nate. Like they'll stop and they'll wait or they'll want me to tell them, oh, here's the 5 steps to finding out. It's not, you gotta keep doing. Like, keep doing, be involved with other people that are where you wanna go. Like, that's always what I advise them. Read books, listen to podcasts, there's so much free stuff too. But you worked hard, and you always learn a lot, even if it's learning of what not to do. Like, your experiences, you'll see as your company grows and you have team members, you're gonna remember some of the bad things. I did, I took notes in a lot of the group homes I worked in when I got higher up as a director. I learned all the gossiping, that's why we have a no gossip policy and stuff. I saw, oh, when I'm a leader one day, I'm gonna make sure I'm not doing what is going on here. But like you, I still worked hard. I didn't cause it, they're paying my paycheck. I'm gonna respect them, but I don't have to stay here. It's a free country. So you did the MLM thing, you kept working, you learned a lot, but you still knew, I still not mine. So, which is why your car's packed up, you're going to LA right now. And obviously there's way more behind the scenes, but then at a point, you started realizing, okay, there's something you like. Obviously you've been totally involved in all aspects of social media, inspiring people, being authentic, being real, and you're good at it, and you see and you've been like a practitioner in it. You've watched and so you've seen the total. You know every part of how to get the, not just the followings, but how it works with doing the different ads and the why.
Absolutely.
And was there a spark like with your business partners? What can we let you guys officially have it? We can tell them the name of your company and stuff and the link, right?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Simba Marketing.
Simba Marketing.
Yep. Simba Marketing, just like
Simba.
Just like the Lion King.
That's right. And what was it called at first?
First name was, whenever I first started, it was Social Boost Agency.
Well, no, it's great though. You got to go through terrible on the way to becoming great. Don't overthink, do I have to have the perfect first name? Who the heck knew, what is Nike?
Right.
Actually, Nike was Blue Ribbon before it was Nike.
Dang, that's crazy.
Their whole story of how the swoosh came, it was total, he was like, what? What's this, what's that?
Yeah.
It's 18 years later.
Right.
They became an overnight success. But anyway, you started it, you didn't have to have, and you're like, okay, that name, then you connected with,
yeah, I connected with Daniel, my business partner, who I knew prior when I did network marketing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you see, so I love that goes back to you keep doing. And you never know what dots will connect where that lead to here.
Exactly. Because his thing was never to do anything with marketing. But just because I was doing it and we were both on the same wavelength, I'm 22 right now, he's 21. So he's about That's a year cool. and a half younger than me. And he had a lot of success in network marketing, more so than I did. So I kind of looked up to him, even though, you know, he was younger than me, I still looked up to him. And we started, you know, Simba, he's the one that came up with the name. He's from Alabama, met up with him for a month, came back with a brand new company name. And yeah, I mean, we've had the roller coaster traveling through Europe, Germany, you know, Sweden, Russia.
So that's what you've been doing while you've been traveling.
Yep.
Because listen, we talked, I wasn't officially, Eric Thomas came and spoke to my company Dreamshine. And after spending time with him, I continue to stay in touch with him. I was starting my book and going, and he was cool. He was, and then he was like, hey, he was growing more to doing business. So I even was able to help try to give advice on from having a team. I love your motivational. Here, if you were to, here's some other pain points that would have been cool if you would have addressed about when you fired your first, when you didn't fire your first person. And share that story that you told me personally that I haven't ever heard you talk about. Because people hear you screaming all and passionate. They don't know that you were too much. He was like, I was too afraid to fire, just like me. I'm like, I went through that too. But that's, share those things, help it. But anyway, that reciprocity, so, and he, you know, he over-delivered. He could have been.
Yeah.
But from that, like, then they had me do 1 month to check BU out after he spoke at the company. They were doing that with the different business owners.
Yeah.
And I just didn't, I thought it was cool. I just didn't have the time. Right. But I'm like, the 30 days that they gave me that I'm in it, my mission is I want to try to give as much as I can to everyone in the group because of all ET's done for me so far. And some people were, but like, we connected.
Yeah.
And I could just tell, you know, you were wanting to learn more. You were just humble, but also hungry. And so, like, even without talking to you, I always continue to, like, take a quick look at your posts and stuff. You know, I do my best with my time, but I'm always looking at a lot of people when they don't know that I am. And I remember when I was seeing you traveling, and I remember we talked at one point about the MLM and stuff. So I didn't know you started a full company. I thought that was for the MLM. So you were traveling for the company. So you're getting some international clients. Was that what some of that was about?
Yeah, these past 3 years has just been for Simba, which that's our company that we've been doing. Because I did the network marketing, and then I totally cut it off. So I started because CEO, and then my business partner, he's president, and then we brought somebody else on board as well.
You each owners?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So like 33.
Yeah.
Like split three ways.
Yeah, there's more so ownership between me and Daniel since we started it.
And then that makes sense.
And another one as well. He does like the advertising.
Gotcha.
I couldn't do that.
Gotcha.
But that's what we've been doing for the past 3 years. It's just been the digital marketing. To answer your question, yeah, we do have like overseas clients. A lot of Vancouver's our top city.
How? No, like, I just want to, like, it's intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Because I know it's not an easy story. Because the billionaire story I want you to share, the billionaire meeting,
yeah.
I want you to share. We don't have to mention names or whatever, but this is the fear that you feel as you're, like, how do you get a client in Vancouver as opposed to thinking, well, we should try to start flying? Because it's going to cost to travel. You're not making all, people don't see all the expense. You're not, you know, sometimes I calculated my pay as a business owner some years. I've had all this, it looked like, and I calculated with the hours. I'm like, I'm making 30 cents an hour
yeah,
right now.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Because of everything that's in it that people don't see. But you got to build it over time, then you're putting it back in. So that's flying to it. It's all these costs. So how did that come about?
Yeah, and just before I address this to the listeners, we had $0 in startup. We've had no handouts or anything like that. We've accepted no funds, and it's gonna sound crazy, but with 3 years being in business, we've run $0 on advertising for our company.
Yeah.
And we've been able to establish, you know, being a six-figure company as of right now.
Yes. And I believe in the first 3 years, in the first years, that's what people don't get.
They know.
Is no one, when I started the recession, I couldn't get a loan from anywhere. Mm. That's what, when investors come to me, it's like, what have you done for me to want to, because I had to freaking put everything I had on the line to build mine up. I had nights crying where I couldn't meet payroll, but I found a way to do it.
Yeah.
But everyone I've really met that's really built something, it's the same. And honestly, at first you're not doing all those ads. Your funds are limited. Number two, you're needing to really build those relationships. The relationships. You're really needing to take time and spend however long it takes to get any clients you can get.
Yeah.
So you didn't invest. You're not having targeted ads. But at that, there's levels, there's seasons. Like, people aren't gonna know who you are enough to, you wanna get more in depth. So like the Vancouver thing, was that led off something, or was that like a total risk? Let's just go meet with them and see what happens, or?
Yeah, so the main thing, and starting out, you know, we did it old school. We actually used to go into businesses and kind of like, hey, you guys need anybody for marketing? We used to dress up. And looking back, you know, Daniel, my business partner and I, we laughed so much at that. You know, like, we used to travel, and it's crazy, Mark, like, literally, we used to go to Miami, D.C. We used to, you know, just get Airbnbs based off of what we made, which really wasn't anything at all, to be honest. I remember, you know, walking the streets in Miami in the summertime in July. It was 100 degrees.
Yeah,
and
so
Miami humidity.
Yes.
Exactly. Like, I'm over here wearing khakis. Got sweat dripping down my leg. Yeah. And those are the moments that, like, you remember. And it's funny now, but back then it's like, I'm trying to make, you know, $100.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It was tough. But then fast forwarding to the Vancouver thing, I realized, and we made it easier, it was, you know, our personalities. Like, I realized that my personality, I'm really great at connecting with people. I've taken tests on this. I'm a big personality type of, and all this other stuff. So, to answer your question, this little thing right here is what has built us to where we're at today. And when I say this little thing, I'll be a little bit more specific. I literally sent videos to people, like 15-second videos. Hey, what's up, Mark? It's Nate the Great coming at you. Still sticking with the brand. It's Nate the Great coming at you. I just want to say, yeah, I love your content, man. I see you do real estate in Vancouver.
Instagram, you were doing this?
Yep.
Smart.
Doing it straight through Instagram. You could do it through Facebook, Twitter as well.
Yeah. No, but right as we're doing this, right? Anyway, keep going.
Yeah.
But keep knowing what's working for you and pay attention to what.
Exactly.
And but you knew that, and you were.
Right.
And you were putting the time in, because I know it takes time. Everyone wants to automate everything at first. And you can't, you're making that, yeah, it's 20 seconds, but it takes still, you're doing it, because it's not like everyone responds, hey, I want to buy your, it's one out of every. So, okay, yeah. So you're doing that, you're sending.
Yeah, I'm sending those videos.
And you're starting to what, like build a relationship then?
Exactly. And with me being in marketing, I realized marketing is one of the highly most populated industries in the entire world, but then it's also the most criticized industries in the entire world, because anybody can sit back, type an email from Iraq or, you know, from wherever, Afghanistan, for crying out loud, and anybody can be behind a screen, but not anybody can put themselves in front of a video camera. And I realized,
did you do like actual video of it? Like, were you sending it like as a DM?
Yep.
But were you just doing a quick one on your phone?
Yep.
But you obviously saying their name, and so they're seeing it to you.
Yep.
It's not a computer, okay. Yep. I've done that with at times with audio on it, and it'll shock people.
Absolutely.
Because they'll see the podcast and they'll be like, at first, I'll tell them their name, and if I have time, I'll check out. And I'm not even trying to sell. I'm just trying to, but then without even knowing, they're like, they got this. They're like, hey, I saw you have a book I bought, and I'm sharing. And I was like, I was just trying to let you know I thought that was a cool post you did, and just don't give up. I've been there 20, and I don't have time to do it all the time, but it's like, you know.
It's crucial.
It's being real, though.
Yeah, it builds the business. It builds the podcast. I mean,
how many people would say, what's your ROI? You're a business owner of 13 years. You should have yours. It's like.
Right.
Okay.
And literally, just by sending those videos, you can connect with anybody. Like, I don't care if they have millions of followers. And to answer your question, the Vancouver thing, I sent one video to a real estate agent. Mm. He had 53,000 followers. Mm. Most people would be like, he has too many followers, I don't even know if I am able to reach him, and they would quit.
Yeah, and thinking we're trying to help them with social media, he's obviously already doing good.
Right? But I identified, and maybe this is just me being pretty well with people, but I realized that this guy, he's a great guy, he's in real estate, he's killing the game. Sent him a video. We set up a phone call. He responded to, "Hey, Nate, I liked your video. I like how you sound, your voice. Let's hop on the phone." Long story short, we hopped on a phone call. Became our first client. Referred about four other people to us. Those people referred, and you know how it goes from there.
It does, but Nate, people don't know that. You don't understand how many people don't get this. You don't, because I've had a company for a long time, and now, so I've gone through when there wasn't any insight, and how many people don't comprehend all the upfront hours you need to spend to even get that first client, and they're looking at what's the Airbnb, that first $100, oh man, we made $100, we actually lost $900 with what we spent on food and flights, and we're in the hole, but we made like that, they don't see all that. And they're too focused on the short term, and then you get that, and then you see their followers, but you don't have to perfectly know how to do everything. You need to be willing to over deliver to make your client as satisfied as they possibly can be, and then that's how you keep winning. It's like, man, we didn't know how to do that right, but you know what, we're not billing for this, I'm going to come there. I'm going to make it right. I'm going to work. I'm not being done till I know that you've got the results that you want. And then that's why they refer you to other people.
Absolutely.
You freaking went and over-delivered.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And just a really quick story to attest to that, Mark. We had, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of Pony Shoes, a product of New York. They were really big in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Basketball players warm and everything.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That was like pre-Converse.
Right? Oh, my goodness. They were killer shoes. We had an opportunity based over in Germany. A buddy of mine who played professional soccer connected me with this guy, and they were going to bring Pony Shoes to Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Long story short, Daniel, my business partner, and I, we risked it all, shot over to Germany, a country where we don't even speak their language.
Yeah.
And we had the intention of closing a seven-figure deal, because that's what they made it aware of to us, which is why we went over there.
Yes.
So we risked it all, and you know, we did the presentation, we did all, you know, the talking and all that. We had the deal in the bag. Contracts weren't signed yet. They said, guys, you're gonna have the deal. It's good. We're going back home like, hey, we got this and everything. But going back home with us risking it all, we had a layover. 14-hour layover in Moscow, Russia, for $0 to rent.
Yeah.
$0. Now I'm over here having to call people, following up with them. Hey, you still want this thing created? Hey, you know, $500. And I, by the grace of God, was able to bring through deals just to get from Moscow back to the United States.
That's real.
And just to end it on this, Mark, that seven-figure deal, they basically went with somebody else.
That is real. No, it's the truth. Like, I thank you for opening up about that. Some people act like, listen, it happens. There's no one that doesn't happen to. I was just telling you, when you're like, it looks like you made it so far in speaking, I'm like, what you haven't seen is what I had after having my company, what I invested in, and then finally I got this. I remember I got it. It was like $35,000. I'm like, what? Yes. And I had spent more of that past year in making all these videos. Then I invested more. And yeah, I got a company and everything, but I still have so many. I have to have $30,000 just to meet payroll for the team I have now.
Yeah.
I have five kids. Like, so I'm like, yeah, this is going to be. It was done and done. I was picked out of 300. Then I did this, I did that, and
yeah,
it was like the day before this was supposed to be deposited, I got an email, we're going with someone else. And it's those moments, too, when it's like that, man, like, like you, first of all, you were counting on the money.
Of course.
You're like, we're going to, that's the part people don't see. So after that happened, like, how, are you down for a little while, but then you're just like, well,
yeah, I mean,
I mean, it sucks. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But what do you, people say, what do you do in those? What else can you do? Like, you know, you're starting to sell other ones.
Absolutely. I mean, most people quit, to be honest. And honestly, I mean, like, whenever I realized that happened and that they chose somebody else, the first thoughts that came to my head was like you can't trust words.
No.
With what people say until something signed. And with me, and that was...
You can't even, let me tell you another level. You can't even trust contracts a lot of the time. You can even battle them in court and the lawyer always usually wins.
That's crazy.
You can end up spending more on a lawyer and winning the case than you would have got from the deal. I'm not saying there's not a time when you have to fight.
Yeah.
But in the long term, I will tell you, those who honor their contracts, those who have that character, win in the longer run in business and in life. They're the ones that will get more of the referrals. Those other ones may screw people over and make this little short term, but they come and they go too. But, or whatever their reasoning might have been. But it's true. I've learned more until the money is deposited.
Oh my goodness!
It's not there.
Absolutely. And just like, because I agree 100% with what you just said about like the character. Because that's the thing. You know, we can look at those guys and, you know, never want to talk to them ever again. But that's not my character. I mean, I still message the guy that we presented to and check in with him every now and again.
That's cool.
That's how I am. I realize. It could have been about a $5 to $8 million a year deal.
And it still can be.
Exactly. But then I realized by us not getting that deal, we deserve more. You know, we're the universe, God was telling us, you know, Nate, Daniel, Simba Marketing, this isn't yours. There's a reason for this not going through. And that's the mentality I have. If something doesn't work out, there's a reason for it. Or it's a not now, right? And
or it's a learning, or it's a I did do that, because that's the other thing people forget. Crap, maybe I'm not saying this was on you,
right?
But there's been times where it was like, oh, I do need to make this better. But it still always leads to, okay, cool, now I know what to work on. But it leads to wisdom,
right?
So even though it sucks, you always elevate from it if you can understand that.
Exactly. And to your point, we realized that we did our part because the person that they hired was the marketer for Adidas.
Oh, wow.
So then it's like,
that says a lot about you guys.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? They may have made the wrong... With all respect, it doesn't... You never know. They may have made the wrong choice. Someone can have the name and all that, but they might not understand all the technicalities and everything that you guys understood too.
Exactly.
But you guys were up there. Look at you, started something, and it was between those two.
It's true.
Is actually, if someone would have told you that at age 18, that hey, at 22, you're gonna be in Germany competing against Adidas. That's what I tell people too when they want to give up, or they're, I said, don't just.